Yeah, I see red light.
Yep. Yep, that's working.
Okay, good. Okay, first of all, I'd like to hear about how your family came to El Paso.
Well, my father was a graduate of Annapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And after he graduated, of course, he went to sea. He was in someplace in the Orient, had been in there quite a few months, and they thought he was coming down possibly because of the climate with tuberculosis. So they sent him to this little place in Colorado. I'm trying to even think. Fort, it's called Fort something. And of course, my mother was born and raised in Los Angeles, Colorado. And that's how she met him. Daddy had an Overland car, big car. He was the only one that had a car. And so the young people, and he drove like Barney Oldfield.
Mm-hmm.
And the young people, you know, more or less, he got in with the young people. How he never really did come down with it. But and then after he and Mama were married, they were married in Albuquerque. They came to El Paso because Daddy was a recruiting officer for the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how they got here.
Mm-hmm.
So in turn, I got here.
When were you born?
I was born in 1917. I'm mm-hmm. the oldest of four. Well, mm-hmm. three now because one has passed away.
Mm-hmm. And your other siblings, you had your brothers and sisters?
They were all sisters.
Oh, uh-huh.
We were four girls. I have one 2 years younger than myself that lives in Aurora, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Then Betty Ann, who passed away. However, she was 67. She did pretty good. And Phyllis, that lives here.
Mm-hmm.
There's about, I think, about 10 years or a few months
mm-hmm.
difference between us.
Could you tell me a little bit about your education growing up in El Paso, where you went to school?
Well, I went to school at St. Joseph's. I went completely through the elementary school there.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to Austin High 1 year, and Mama decided that it was best for me to go to Loretto. And of course, all the other three girls went 4 years, so I went 3 years to Loretto.
Mm-hmm.
At the time that I graduated, I wanted to be an airline hostess.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to be a registered nurse then. And they, of course, the planes were built differently, so you were able to, well, they could take little ones because they had to waiver my height to half an inch to even get into training. I was not quite five.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, I graduated from Hotel Du. Then it was a 3-year course. You went all year. It was not a degree course, as it is now. And of course, then I met Lawrence. We started going together, and I never became an airline hostess. However, we were married, we were living on San Jose, and they called me and told me I had been accepted. It was either with Continental or American Airlines. I'm not real sure which it was, but of course I didn't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then they didn't want married women.
Oh.
But that was really the reason why I went in. I did not do, they drafted him, and when he went into the service, I did go back to Hotel Du. And I managed a floor, it was called the railroad floor. Then I think I did do something in obstetrics too later. And that was actually the only, you know, except for what it has helped me with other things, I did not practice nursing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.